Good evening, guys. How are we doing? We're excited that we added 10 new players, all right? We feel like we got 10 young guys that will help this ball club. And I want to congratulate and say thanks to all the personnel staff and the coaching staff and everyone involved in this whole process. Ended up being a good day. Ended up well, and we're excited for the future of the Raiders.
Reggie, you seem to lean towards offense today, especially some skill position players. Do you feel your offense maybe got a little more explosive today?
I would like to say so. You know, the way, you know, the past 3 days, the one thing we did, we stayed true to the board. And the board kind of dictated a lot of what we did. Was picking certain players, certain positions, whether it's moving back. We try to assess the value of where we are and let the board help dictate what we do.
What do you like about Tyler Wilson and sort of his last year at Arkansas? Do you almost have to write it off a little bit just because of all the turmoil that they went through there? And look,
yeah,
more
yeah,
there?
You know, with that being said, you know, I totally understand the coaching change, the offense, all that. But, you know, you can still watch his style of play, the way he plays the game. We like a lot of things about him. We like the way he can move around in the pocket. We like his toughness to hang in there and see the field. We think he have a lot of qualities that goes into being a good, solid quarterback in the NFL.
Were you targeting either him or Barkley in that round, or what was your approach as far as getting a quarterback there?
Well, what we did is we made sure we looked at the board and how it falls. That's how we went. Now, who was where? I don't want to get into that because I'll be telling you my board. I don't want to do that. It is over, but I don't want to let the other team know where I had guys.
Well, the Raiders came in. They had 7 picks, which is among the lower amount of picks for teams in the NFL, and they ended up with 10 by the end of the day, which was among the most of any team. Was that your plan coming in, or did it just kind of develop that way?
No, it developed that way. I mean, we going into this day, well, the whole draft week, I wanted to make sure we added 7 good players. If it happens to turn into 5 or 12, it was no way to determine that, especially going into it. You know, I didn't want to go into it making trades. But I did want it to stay true to the board. And if it tells me to say, hey, you should move down because of the value of it, then I'm going to look into it. I'll take the calls.
As the draft went on, and you've said from the start that you were going to pick the best player available,
right?
How were you able to address need as well as the thing went on?
Well, from that standpoint, you just hope that it falls right. If you get one need, the one thing about it, we felt like we had a few needs. So I didn't think it was that hard to address certain areas, because we really had to, we had needs at a lot of spots. We need to upgrade depth in a lot of spots. So we knew if we stayed true to the board, we were going to get good players. And that was a whole factor, to make sure we got good players with each pick,
Was it hard to stay true to the board, though, as it went on and you could see things?
As it went on later on, it's always, even in the beginning, you like, somebody's on the board that you didn't expect and you would like to fill a need real quick, but you can't do that. You hurt the team that way.
Reggie, but based on all the characteristics you guys have outlined several times coming in, McGee kind of sticks out as a guy that's a very departure from, at least it looks like a departure from what you guys are looking for. The issues he's had, the problems he's had, what sold you on him making him a Raider?
Well, the research and talking to not only just doing the research of the people down there and all of that, but it's the research with him and his group, the people that surround him, his support group, and talking to him himself. Just came away with I wanted to see what this guy has and give him a chance. He knows it, but I have no problems bringing him into that locker room. You know, he's a solid guy that made some mistakes in college, you know, and that happens sometimes. So, but after the thorough research that we had with him, we felt good about it.
So even guys like him and Murray, guys who may have been a little off the radar, they were still on your board, the next best guy available in those spots?
Yes.
So your board really has got no resemblance. You're like, you don't look at other boards and try to think where other people have. People got rated, it's still all your rankings.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can drive yourself crazy if you try to set your board that way. You try to figure out what the other team put their players. I mean, you know, you can't do that. You got to believe the reports and the recommendations of your scouts and everybody who saw that player. And when we get together and we put it on the board as, here it is. Here's where we're going to put them. And if it comes this way, we'll pick them, you know, compared to where we have everybody else. So, I mean, we stay true to the board by how we evaluate the guys, not on how we think he's going to come off the board.
Tyler Wilson, I saw some scouting reports that described his delivery as being kind of a three-quarters delivery. His mechanics, are you fine with them, or is it something that the team might have to work with?
You know, coach is going to have to work with his mechanics. You know, that's one of those deals with a lot of these players. You know, these guys coming in as rookies, they've been taught a certain way, you know, and they've been throwing all kinds of way of, regardless of quarterback position or any one of the positions, it's, you know, they're going to have to get coached up, and he's no exception.
How different, Reggie, was this draft from last year's, just from the experience of what you had at your disposal and just being in that room?
Well, it was different. Number one, you just came in and watched day one and pretty much day two also until the last pick, day two. So, but today, last year, a lot of energy. Now, as far as going into the draft, preparation and the cohesiveness and, you know, the overall feel for me, it was much better this year because I've experienced it once, you know. So I'm going into my second draft, so it was, the flow was much better for me. And I probably was more comfortable with the scouts, you know. I've got a chance to work with Zach Calvin and David McLuhan and, you know, the rest of those guys, Mickey Marvin, you know, so I've been through it with those guys last year, so I knew those guys. But now this year, you know, getting some of the other guys in place, it was and kind of doing it the way I was accustomed to, it was much more comfortable for me. So I felt a whole lot better going into it.
How do you assess your quarterback spot now with the addition of Wilson? And will you look to maybe add a veteran? You don't have a guy who's started much.
Yeah, you know, I would like to bring four guys into the off season, and whether you bring them all into training camp or not. But I'm used to bringing in at least about four quarterbacks and just let the guys compete and try to work through camp. So that, you know, it's very hard to just have two and sometimes three quarterbacks if one takes a day off, whether he's hurt, sick, the arm is sore, whatever, and then you got to rely on just a couple of guys doing all the work.
Is Tyler a guy you see that can compete right away with Matt and Terrell?
Well, you know, he's a rookie, you know. I want him to learn the playbook first, you know, get out here and make sure he gets behind the center and not behind the guard. It's going to be you want these guys to come in and just show the coaches and their teammates, they, number one, that they belong. You know, then all the other stuff will come.
You mentioned that when you're deciding who you're going to pick, you're not, you don't think about what the other teams might be doing. But when you trade down, for instance, like you traded down and you took Tyler Wilson, it seems like, you know, that's kind of a risky move. If you had your eye on Tyler Wilson the whole time, mm-hmm. thinking about, okay, could a team trade up ahead of me? What are these teams that are ahead of me right now looking at? So that doesn't come into play at all?
Well, it comes into play when, you know, it's not just you assuming I'm just looking at the quarterback position. It's if I have more players around that area, I feel comfortable moving down. So it's, that's the way I try to set the board. You know, if it's enough players in that general area, then I'll move down. Not just one position. Yeah. I try not to target just one position unless I'm going up to go get that one position guy. That's when I'm targeting that one position guy. And if I have enough ammunition, I'll try to do that, you know.
You took one tight end. Looked like he was a former defensive lineman that has only played the position for a year, like a 270-pound guy. Then you took another one that's 240-some pounds. It looks like he's more of a receiving type. Do you pick them like that, thinking about the team and that they could be compatible, that one's one guy and one's the other guy? Or is it the board again? You know, does it just
– Well, it was definitely the board because those two guys, they were right together. And yes, Casa is more – the inline guy, you know, he can catch the ball, you know, but he hasn't had a whole lot of experience playing the position. But he showed that he can play the position. And Rivera is more the receiving tight end, but he's played inline also. But he's what he excels at is more the receiving type tight end.
And you had to get somebody from Tennessee.
Absolutely, that helps.
Coming in, is it fair to say that the pass rush was one of your bigger needs? And how do you feel you addressed that in the last couple of days?
Well, you know, we felt like we got a couple of guys that can rush the passer. We think third-round pick, CO, can come off the edge a little bit. We think David Bass can come off the edge some. We like some of the things that Stacy can do in the middle. So we got a – You know, it's sometimes you look into the certain draft classes and you try to identify a gamut of, you know, pass rushers or whatever needs you may have, whether it's quarterback, running back. It doesn't matter. If it's not there, we're not going to make up guys. You know, we're not going to push guys up the board because we think we need a defensive lineman, a defensive end. We're not going to do that. If it's not there, we'll find it another way.
So, Bass, is he a guy like in the back of your mind you kind of have stashed away as a guy you know might be there later on? It might affect looking at guys earlier, like pass rushers earlier on?
Yeah, yeah. We didn't think he was, you know, where we picked him is kind of where we had him. So,
when you look at a guy like Bass, how much – coming from Division II, how much did the Shrine get the East-West game help in the evaluation?
Well, it helps when you go against certain competition. You know, when he's used to going against certain players, now he's going against some bigger and better football players. And you can try to see if you can see the same thing that you saw on tape. And, yes, that helps.
Last couple of days, you and Dennis both said how you want guys who love football and are team guys. Is the inference there that those guys, maybe you didn't have as many of those guys last year? Was that a problem last year with guys not loving the game as much or not being team guys?
No, it has more to do with the philosophy and what we're trying to implement into this team and the message that we're sending to the current team last year when we got here. So it was more, this is what we're all about. These are the kind of players we want. Now, if you want to join ship, let's get on board. This is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to work. So it's just sending a message. And this is kind of who we are as players and as a team. We're gonna come here and go to work and try to get it done.
Did some of the guys last year not join the ship, or was that an issue at all, you thought? Or?
Well, I tell you this. It was you had some guys that had to learn how to do it the right way. And I thought the staff did a good job of getting guys to do that. And, you know, make no bones about it, guys. We won't be the only team to, you know, bring guys in and ship guys out. You know, that's going to always be the case. We'll have some of these guys, you know, here currently that probably can't cut it. But that's, you know, the goal is to get guys in that locker room that's all working for a common goal and that's on the same page. And that's the only way you're going to develop chemistry. You know, those guys got to come together. You know, so once coach is sending the right message and the players are trying to implement it, you know, you got a chance. You know. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.